Okay, we left off yesterday with the at the Gemara at the bottom of Samach Chomet Bet with the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokas is about whether you have the concept of machshava, me'avoda le'avoda by avoda zara, and we learn that from Pikul. The reason that we brought this up was because we have a requirement or a restriction against worshipping avoda zara in general, and that comes over le'luhim yacharam bilti l'ashem levado. So now we learn anything that's done for Hashem can't be done right by avoda zara. Then we have two additional items that are marked by themselves. Obviously, one of them is zoveach, which is enumerated by itself, and hishtachavaya is the other one that's enumerated by itself. So we have a principle that whenever you have a klal and something's yotzei min a klal, the item that's yotzei min a klal is malameda la klal kulo yatsa. So which of the two items that are yotzei here are malameda la klal? So our original assumption was that zoveach is malameda la klal. That's only avodat pnim, right, of the avodot that are done by the korban. Those are the ones that would be included under bilti l'Hashem levado. Why? Because hishtachavaya, which is derech kavod, it's not an avodah, real avodah, it's just a derech kavod. Had you said hishtachavaya, then zoveach would have been subsumed in that. There would have been a subset, and you wouldn't need to say zoveach. The fact that the Torah says zoveach is indicative of the fact that it can't be that hishtachavaya is the one that is telling us about the klal. So therefore we concluded that it's zoveach that's teaching us about the klal, and hishtachavaya is an exception. That's the one thing you are chayav for, even though it's not included in the avodat panim. Then we had Rav of Baruch Hanan come on and say, no, I have a way to explain this. Well, let's say hishtachavaya will be the one that determines what the klal is. So anything that is derech kavod will be included. Ah, zoveach, what are you going to do with zoveach? Zoveach is, we're going to lose, but to teach us that you can be makshiv, you can have a makshava from one avodah to the next. And this is what we brought up, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we say, with the mind that he's going to be zorek the dam to avodah chavim, or laktir chava the avodat chavim, or to put its tail on the mizbeach avodah chavim. Rabbi Yochanan amar asura, that's a sur. Reish Lakish amar muteret, that is muteret. We discussed yesterday. It also says two opinions about what muteret means. Either muteret means muteret bahana, but not ba'achila, because you don't have a shkidak shira. Here you have a mumar levodat chavim, is shechting your animal. Mumar levodat chavim is posel or is pasul b'shkita, and therefore you have a non-kosher animal. So it's muter bahana, but it's also ba'achila. Tosus brings a second opinion that way. He only becomes a mumar levodat chavim after he completes the shkita. I mean, that's the shkita that makes him into a mumar levodat chavim. So again, this will be his last kosher shkita, but because he only becomes a mumar after the shkita, then the shkita is still good, and you might even be mutar be'achila. So that gemara says, anicho the Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion doesn't make sense. Because Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that you can have makshavina mi avodah li avodah? He learns it out from Pigol. Since he learns it out from Pigol, he doesn't need zoveach. If he doesn't need zoveach, then we'll go back to our original limud, that it can't be hishtachavaya, the one telling us about the cloud, because it would include zoveach. So therefore it must be zoveach that's determining, and hishtachavaya is exception. But according to Reish Lakish, Boikra, Reish Lakish believes you can't learn it out from people. If you can't learn it out from people, then you need the Zoveach to teach you that you can be Machshavina me'avodah le'avodah by Avodah Zara. So now, Matki Flo Rapapa, Rapapa says, wait a minute, is your underlying assumption correct? That the question here is only according to Reish Lakish, not Rabbi Yochanan? Or the Rabbi Yochanan lo Boikra? Are you so sure Rabbi Yochanan then needs the apostle? Why? Adka noka asa Rabbi Yochanan lo behema? The only thing Rabbi Yochanan mentioned in that Breito is that the behema is a surah. Aval gavra la bar kataluhu. He never says in the Breito that the person is chayav nisa. All you know is that the behema is a surah. But it doesn't say anything about the individual. Vatakra, the chiyuve gavra la katalu. And this person coming to teach us, zoveach le'eluhim yacharam. He'll be put to death. So the death penalty for someone who is machshivina mi'avoda le'avoda, that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't address from people. All he addresses from people is that you can do such a machshava works. It's Matkufa, Ravaka, Brei, the Ravika, the Reish Lakish, Mi Ba'yikra. a grave Reish Lakish, do you really need a pasuk? Akan lo kosher Reish Lakish ela behema. All Reish Lakish says in the Brayta is that the behema is muteret. Aval gavra bar katoluhu. The person is going to be put to death. He worshipped the avodah zarah. He did avodot le avodah zarah, but the behema can be muteret. Why? How could that be that you have a behema that's muteret and he's chayav mita? Midat ava mishtachav ledahar. The same way that a person worships, say, mountain. The har mutar, we don't make the har asur just because the person worships the har. We had this limit before because Elohim ala harim, below harim Elohim, right? That they only those movable items, right? The tax items, can they make asur? Something that's mechuba the karka, they can't make it into something that's asur. But uvda b'saif, if someone worships the mountain, still gets a punishment of saif because he's worshiping avodah zarah. So to over here, true, the machshava miavoda l'avoda does not sufficient to make the behema asurah, but nevertheless, it does make the person chayav for avodah zarah. So there, we don't have. So either way, either you can say that both for Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Papa, you need the pasuk, or according to Rav Acha Brei the Rav Ika, neither of them need the pasuk. So now, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti Ravina, Amai Amalei Rav Bar Rav Hanan the Abaye. At which this whole point, the Rav of Bar Chanan says to Abaye, Ema yatza yishtachava'a, lameida l'klal kulo. So based on this, what are you suggesting? You're suggesting that yishtachava'a is the item that is going to tell us what the klal is about. The klal says, Bilti l'Hashem l'vado. What's the definition of Bilti l'Hashem l'vado? Yishtachava'a. Anything that is derech kavod will be restricted. That's the Rav Bar Chanan's suggestion. And Zoveach will be used for this idea of Makshavim l'avoda l'avoda. So now let's test this out. If Yishtachava'a is determined, then what are you going to do with the Mekuglo? Eicha yavdu. The Mutei Mai. So now we have a pasuk in Dvarim, and it says, don't say, right, Eicha yavdu, how these other nations worship their idols, and that I should come, I will do the same thing as them. So the Mutei Mai, what does that come to exclude? V'chite mali me'utei hapo eratzmo lezovchim. Right, if you want to say that someone who defecates themselves in front of, normally, a avodah zarah that's worshipped through putting something on the mizbeach, Mishtachava nafko. We find that out from Mishtachava. Mishtachava derech kibud. Right? Afko derech kibud. That's something that's done derech kavod. So the minimum requirement of worshiping the avodah zarah is that you do it derech kavod. That's the minimum requirement. You can't have anything less than that. So therefore, if you defecate in front of some avodah zarah, what is normally worshipped by bringing karbanot, of course it's not going to work. Elo lemute hapoer atzmo de markulis. Now the Mutei Mai comes to exclude something where a person is defecates in front of a markus. Why? Because I would have thought the normal way to be obeyed markus is to throw a stone at it. So it is a derech of bizayon. So I would have thought once I open up the possibility of derech bizayon to the worship, this avodah zarah is acceptable to be derech bizayon. I open up all types of bizayon, even a person who defecates themselves in front of the markulis. So I call bizayon any type. So along comes Eicha Yavdu to tell me, Kamash Balan, no, that a poer etzmo, the markulis will not be would not be considered, not be classified as avodah for the or avodah zarah in this case. So Ella Hadamar Rabbi Eliezer, that was Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin lo zoveach behema l'markulus shuchayuf. How do you know that a person who's makriv a korban to markulus that is chayav shemar v'lo yizbechu oda zivchayem nasiirim? Right, that you can no longer bring your karbanot to seirim. The seirim over here is the Shedin, the Avodah Zarah, but to alternatives other than Hashem, you're not allowed to bring Karbanot. Right? I don't need it to teach me that this is the normal way to worship Avodah Zarah. That we already learned from the Pasuk of Eicha Yavdu Kedarka. So this will teach me about the ways that are not Kedarka. Shalok kedarka, where it says mishtachava nafko. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me now something that's not the normal way to worship the avodah zarah, but still is a derech kavod or a derech avodah pnim that you're chayav? You have a pasuk teaching me this. I could learn that out from based on Rav Bar Chanan. I learned that from mishtachava. Anything that's derech kavod is chayav. So when it says hatam bezoveach lahachis, well here he's coming to bring a korban lahachis. It's a very interesting concept. So Rashi says, "Ve'enu mitkavin lekavlo olav beloa." He doesn't accept it as a god. V'yashmiyan kroa dover belav. So what does that mean? He brings his oveach lahafis. What is lahafis? I'm assuming lahafis here means lahafis la'tzadish baruch hu. He's upset at Hashem, or he wants to be machis at Hashem. So go ahead, and he brings a korban in front of the markulis. Now, it's not the dayak to be ovei, the markulis, but it is one of the ovodot that you would be chayab on if you accepted the avodah zarah as a god. But over here, he doesn't accept it as a god. He doesn't accept it as Eloah. So here, he wants to anger Hashem, so he brings a korban to markulis. But he doesn't think Markus is a god. He's just doing it bedafka. He's doing it as bedafka. So over there, you're not included under the Zoveach Elohim Yacharam or Bilti Lashem Labado. You're not included on those because those are when you accept it as a god and you're doing it Labo Dezara. And we learn out from Ichi Abduf, that's a Jderek. Here it's not a Jderek. It's not a Jderek. We learn out from Hishtakava that's the Yotzei Min HaKlal that teaches about the Klal. But that's not relevant over here because, again, he didn't accept it as a god. This is the case, the Lav is coming to teach us a case where he doesn't accept it as a god. All right, now the Gemara is going to continue. The Gemara leaves Rabbi Bar Chanan behind. Now, and then it has to try to reconcile between our Mishnah and the upcoming Mishnah Yod that seem to indicate there are two different ways to worship Avodah Zarah, or to be Chayah for worshiping Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara leaves again behind Rabbi Bar Chanan's suggestion that Yishtach Vayah will be the Hekesh that determines. Again, they ask questions, and then they answer up the questions. The answers okay, are slightly doped up, but we are able to answer for him, and that leaves you the two possibilities about how to learn. Bilti Lashem Labado can either be defined by Zoveach L'Elohim Yacharam, that Zvicha will determine it, which is the way we paskin, or you can learn, like Rabbi Bar Chanan, that Yishtach Vayah is the one that determines. In each case, the alternative will teach you something. If you learn that Zoveach is the definer of the Klal, then Yishtach Vayah would not have been included, and that's exception, so you need a special pasuk to include it. And even Shalok Kedarka, if you bow down, you're Chayav. The other way around, you learn like Rabbi Bar Chanan, which is that Yishtach Vayah defines what is Shalok Kedarka, you'll always be Chayav, anything that's Derech Kavod. What about Zoveach? Zoveach we use for Maksavina Mi'abuda, the Abuda. Again, and then even though we find these other cases that seem to be already, we bring additional psukim to teach us about what should have been learned from Rabbi Bar Chanan's limud, unless we say that each of those is an exceptional case, and we need the extra limud.
I think I missed it. The last question that we had in Rahatam Rabbi Yezir, why did they mention Zoveach Hamel Markulis specifically? When the image in the end is simply being Zoveach Lahafis.
Well, the question is that Rabbi Bar Chanan suggests that anything that's Derech Kavod should be included, right, in his Isur. So bringing a Korban to a Zoveach to Markulis is a Derech Kavod, and it should have been subsumed under the, right, the category should have been subsumed under that category of Yishtach Vayah. It should have been included. It's Derech Kavod. Shouldn't be, even though it's a Loka Darko, it should have been Derech Kavod and it should have been included. The answer is that this is a unique case of, that's why we need an extra pasuk. It's not normal Avodah Zarah. It's a case where he's doing it to upset Hashem, but he's not really accepting the idol as Avodah Zarah. So that exceptional case, he will not be Chayav Nisa, but he will be over a lav of Lo Yizbechod Zivichem L'Sirin. It's similar to the previous question, which is that we have a limud from somewhere else, and the Gemara asks the necessity of the limud. Why is the limud necessary based on the way we're learning now? We're learning the Gemara. If you already have a klal that we're defining that anything that's Derech Kavod, even though it's a Lo Kedarka, why do I need this extra pasuk? So Mark comes out with an answer that this case is not included in the other situation. Right, so now, Tosus does ask over here, Tosus points out, then why isn't it a question even for the one who learns it out from Zoveach? We said that Zoveach, yeah, this pasuk says Zoveach Lamarkulis. Wait, Zoveach, even according to the one who says that Zoveach L'Elohim Yacharam is the definition of the Klal, he says that if you're Zoveach, even Shalok Adarka, that's one of the Avodot that is included. So Tosus says no, because if you look at it, Tosus quick, we're not Zoveach L'Elohim, Zoveach L'Elohim Naftalan, Zoveach L'Mechubadim, Abo Zoveach L'Mibuzanim, lo. He says that no, that only applies. The one who says that we define it built Hashem Avado, he says that it's not the inclusion is simply Avodot that are done to those that are Mechubad, not to those that are Mevazim. But over here, when you already include everything by Yishtakavaya, that is such a broad inclusion that includes even things that are normally worshipped in Bizui. Still, if you do something that's Derech Kavod, it'll be included. So that's the difference. That says why it's not a question on the other opinion. Right now, Rav Amnuna, Irkusulei Torah, he's lost some of his shvarim. They went away, his oxen got lost. And I guess he was out searching for them, and Puggy Bay Rabbo. So Rabbo, while he was out there looking, Rabbo bumps into him and says, Ramilei Matnitan Ahadodi. He asks the question, or the stira in the Mishnayot, the rest of today's daf is going to deal with these, the answer, or how to deal with reconciling between these two Mishnayot. It's not. Hoved Ovedat Kochovim, right, Ovedin, Omer Lo, that's our Mishnah. The first line in our Mishnah is Oved Ovedat Kochovim. If you worship Avodah Zarah, you are Chayav. So the Gemara says in Python that is Oved, only if you worship it in, right, but Omer, if you accept it as a god, no, that would not work. So, Bahananan, don't we have a Mishnah, which is upcoming, the Mishnah in the Perek, Omer Evod, Elech Ve'evod, Nelech Ve'navod. So again, here, it's not the, but it's different than what we have in our Mishnah, which is later on, Makabal Olav, Leloav, Omer Eliata. Those are specific statements of acceptance. There, that's not what the Gemara is asking about. But the intent to worship Avodah Zarah seems to be sufficient. It says, Evod, I will worship. Elech Ve'avod, I'm going to go and worship. Nelech, let us go, Ve'navod, and worship it. And that Mishnah says, you're Chayav. So there, even the intent is sufficient to make you Chayav. You don't actually have to worship it. Our Mishnah seems to indicate how obeyed, that you actually have to worship it. The Mishnah, okay, Mishnah seems to say you have that intent is enough. How do I reconcile between these two? So Amalei, so Rav Nuna answered him, Bomer, Eini Mekablo Alai, Ela Ba'avodah. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he says, I only accept the Avodah Zarah when I worship it. And that it's a difficult answer in the sense that he has to define this. In order to be over Avodah Zarah, when you're actually worshiping it, you have to say, I'm not really worshiping it until I worship it. And instead of saying what it's intent, my intent, but it has to make such a statement. That's the first reconciliation to it. But anyway, it's a difficult answer, and we're going to have alternative answers. All right, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tznai, Shekhaut Mi'alma, you pick two Tanaim and two different Mishnayot, Tznai, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Who says you have to reconcile between the Mishnayot? It is a Machlokas Tanaim, the Tani, we have a Brisa. Homer, this is the individual, thinks a lot of himself, and he says, Bo, Bibduni, come along and worship me. Right, so he says that. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, and he says, Yechayev, Bihuda Puter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yipatur." Hey, Chedapalcho. In the case where they worship him, Kuliyama Lo Pligi, right? Nobody disagrees that he's Chayav. Dichtiv Lo Tesel Lachav Pesel. You can't make an Avodah Zarah. He just made himself in an Avodah Zarah. Lo Tesel Lachav Pesel. You can't make yourself an Avodah Zarah. Ki Pligi Bi Dibura Ba'alma. When do they argue? When he simply makes the statement, right? Bo Vivduni. Is that enough? Rabbi Meir Sabar Dibura Miltohi. Rabbi Meir says that the statement or the the fact that you said something is enough or sufficient to be mechayev you. Yehuda Savar, Dibur Alam Milti. Simply statements are not enough. You have to have to have action. So that's the way he wants to explain the difference between our Mishnayot. Our Mishnah here says action only. That'll be Rabbi Yehuda. The upcoming of the Mishnah further on in the Perek that says that even if I declare my intent, that's sufficient. That'll be Rabbi Meir, who says Dibur is Miltahi. So then, Hodar Amar Rabbi Yosef Lav Miltahi. Yosef Sinai says, you know what, I thought it was a good answer, but in the end, it is not, it's not a good answer. Why? Because Amre Afilu Rabbi Yehuda bi Dibura Nami Chiyuvei Mechayev. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees by Dibura that you are Chayav. How do I know this? Right, the Tanya, we have a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda Mer, Lo'olam Eino Chayav, Ad Shomar, Evod, Elech Ve'avod, Nelech Ve'navod. That's exactly the Mishnah we want further on. We're going to suggest that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Here you have Rabbi Yehuda in a Bryce explicitly stating that he thinks that Mishnah you are Chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say both in the Mishnah here and the Mishnah further on you're Chayav. Right, so how can you be? That can't be the explanation here. Rabbi Yehuda, the explanation of what we thought the argument in the Bryce was can't be, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when you have intent, it's enough. So he thinks Dibura Milsahi. So that can't be what he's arguing about with Rabbi Meir in the Bryce. So What is it that they're arguing about? But my kamiflege then. What do Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, this is like a sidebar, this doesn't answer the question of our Mishnah, but what is the Brisa talking about? What are they arguing about? The Mesid La'atzmo, the Amrele in kamiflege. A person who is Mesid convinces others to worship Avodah Zarah, and the others answer in the affirmative. That's what they're arguing about. Why? Mar Saber Mesid La'atzmo, Shamile. That when people, when you convince others to worship you, they're going to listen. And when they say yes, that's the truth, and then you're going to be chayav. Because you convince them to worship you, and when they say yes, that's good. People don't listen. If you say, come worship me, nobody's going to listen to you. They're going to say, Mashna yuminan didan. What, you want to worship you? I can worship myself. What's any better about you than there is about me? Yes, they say, they're joking. I mean, they're like, yeah? Yeah? I mean, they're saying it in a, you know, right, in a sarcastic tone. Yeah, we're going to come worship you? No way. So that's my focus between them, is how seriously do we take someone who tries to convince others to worship Avodah Zarah? Now, back to the Mishnayot. Based on this explanation of the Machlokas and the Braita, now we're going to explain our Mishnayot, how we're going to reconcile between these Mishnayot. The Mishnayot that we're trying to reconcile depends on whether it's Yachid Anisait, the one who you're trying to convince is an individual, or you're trying to convince numerous people. Yachid lo mimlach v'tayi batre. Right, so the a Yachid doesn't change his mind. Once he's acquiesced to come and worship this individual, he's just going to go. There's nothing that's going to stop him. He's the only one who makes the decision. He made his decision that he's going to worship him. That's it. Deal's done. Rabim, but when it comes to lots of individuals, they're going to, between them, they're going to figure out, or someone's going to convince them, this doesn't make sense, and they're not going to go after him. So therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, the Mishnah we have here, which says, Oved, yes, you have to worship, that's the case of Rabim. Here a person tries to convince, he convinces the whole Rabim to come worship him. Come worship him. So now, if they acquiesce, that's not enough, because, you know, there's so many parties, so many people here, they might change their mind, they might forget about it. So therefore, just saying that they're going to go worship him is not enough. They actually have to go and worship him in order to be chayav, or make him also chayav for being a mesid. On the other hand, by the Mishnah upcoming Mishnah, which says elech ve'avod, right, or navod, all those that are intent is enough. Where intent is enough is only where it's an individual that he's convinced. Convince one individual to worship him, over there we say, okay, the individual's trapped, he's not going to change his mind, right, he's going to go and do it. So that's what, there, in that case, intent is sufficient. Now, of course, now, Amar Rav Yosef, how can I prove to you that there's actually a difference between Rabim and Yachid when it comes to Mesit? When it comes to Mesit, somebody's trying to convince you to worship him, what is the right? It says, don't acquiesce, right? Below tishma, and don't listen to him. Ha'abav shama chayav. The implication is that if you did acquiesce, or you listen to him, you are chayav, even without worshiping him. Meaning if you simply acquiesce to his request, it's enough. But where it says lo tovelo, lo tishma ilav, is written in the singular form. So that's only true of an individual. An individual acquiesces, or gives into the intent, he is chayav. But if it's a rabbim, that's not true. Because it's not written in the plural. So that's his point. There's a difference. I'll prove to you there's a difference between a rabbim and a yachid. I have a logic to it, which is that rabbim will change their mind, yachid won't. But I also have in the pasuk, which is lo tovelo, lo tishmaila, which is written in the singular form, havav shema chayav. That's only by an individual. By rabbim, they actually have to worship in order to be chayav. Seid ve'avaye. But it says, mishani ben nisit rabbim nisit yachid. Is your statement really true, that you can distinguish between convincing an individual and convincing a rabbim? But I tell you, the puzzle brings no differentiation. The Braisa says there's no difference between convincing an individual and convincing a rabbim. The puzzle deals both with the yachid and with rabbim, because we have irani dachat, and we have Mesit, over here, Kisiyat Chas. So one for the Yachid, one for the Rabbim. What's the difference? Why do I need two different Parshiot for them? Because Yachid Mikla Rabbim, Yachid is different than Rabbim. L'hach Mir al-Gufo, u'l'ak yalam imono. Because the yachid, the punishment for a yachid who worships avodah zarah is what? Skila. What happens to his money? What happens to his possessions? They're given to his inheritors, to his yorshim. So over there, you're machmir on the punishment that he gets, which is skila, but his mamon is nimlat. On the other hand, Rabbim, if a yachid, when it comes to Yerani Dachat, ba'akelo gufam, what's the punishment for Yerani Dachat? It's saif. So they get a lower form of punishment in terms of the punishment to the gufan. But Achamir al-Mumunam, their possessions are all burnt up with the city. So now Abai says, Baham Miltahu the Shiny. The Braisa is indicating the only difference between Mesit, or someone who's safe, a Yachid that's safe, and a Rabbi, meaning an Irani Daka that was safe, the Braisa brings the only difference in their punishment. Otherwise, everything else is the same. Wait, not according to you, Rabbi Yosef. According to you, Rabbi Yosef, there's another distinction between them. That is that by a Yachid, right? It says, Lo Tishma Yilav, Velo, Tovelo, which is written by the parsha of a Yachid that's Nisayt, not by Yerani Dachat, in the singular form. That's only true. Intent is enough by Yachid. By Rabbim, you actually need action. So, Rab, where is that in the Braisa? How come according to you, Rabbi Yosef, it's not in the Braisa?
It's here in this passage, it's also Lashon Yachid.
Two cases of Mesi. Mesi is where he tries to convince an individual, and then a case where he convinces the Rabbim. Rabbim is by Yerani Dacha.
This pasuk is by Yerani Dacha.
This pasuk, I think, is by Yachid, actually. It's by the Yachid.
So how does the Bayez see from this
pasuk? It doesn't see. It's a Braisa. It's not a Bayez. It's a Braisa. It just says that you would think that maybe there's a difference between them, and then the Braisa comes along and says, no, that there's no difference between, why do I have two parshiot, parsha of Yachid and parsha of Nidakha? Why don't I combine Yerani Dacha with Mesit? Why don't they have all the same? The answer is because they have a different din. The answer is that they have a different punishment or a different din. But the Abaye says, the Braisa indicates that's the only difference between them. The difference between them is the punishment. Otherwise, they should be exactly the same. They're exactly the same. How do you, where do you come with this difference? Ela Amar Abaye. So now Abaye comes up with a new solution for reconcile between our Mishnayot, which is Kan v'nisayt mipiyat smo, Kan v'nisayt mipiyat chayrim. It's unbelievable. One is where he convinces himself to worship Avodah Zarah. He convinces himself to worship Avodah Zarah, and the other one is where he's convincing others to worship Avodah Zarah. Mipi atzmo mimlach. Right? When it's himself, right, then he will, just like he convinced himself, he can unconvince himself, right? Meaning that mipi atzmo, we're not going to say, if you try to convince yourself, we're not saying that intent is enough. You must go and worship it in order to convince us that you really believe in yourself. You're believing that you've convinced yourself to do something. But when it comes from someone else, there's peer pressure. Once there's social or peer pressure to do something, it's unlikely that he's going to back out. So therefore, when it's in the someone else that's convincing you, then intent is enough. Intent is sufficient because it's unlikely that you're going to back out of it. Like you're going to back out of it because there's peer or social pressure to go through with it. The other hand, if it's you, yourself, trying to convince yourself to worship Avodah Zarah, there a person, just like he convinced himself, can take himself out of it. So therefore, until he worships it, we say intent is not enough. So our Mishnah here will be a case of where he's convincing himself. The Mishnah coming up that says intent's enough, that's a case where he is being convinced by others. So I'm Rabbi Yaminaya Minala. How can I show you there's a difference between convincing yourself and someone else convincing you? Lo tovelo, lo tishma alav. Hava b'shama chayav. So it's written about someone else convincing you. It says, lo tovelo, acquiesce to him. Lo tishma alav, don't listen to him. Hava b'shama chayav. If you do listen, or if you do acquiesce, then you're chayav. But that's when someone else is convincing you. That's what the pasuk's written. The pasuk's written about someone else convincing you, and you acquiesce. That's when the intent is chayav. But if it's you yourself, no. So, Rava says no. Idi v'idi b'niseit mipi achirim. Sorry, our Mishnah here and the upcoming Mishnayot are talking about a case where he was being convinced by others. But the convincing is, Hamar marlei kach okalat, kach shote, kach metiva, kach miria, hadomar marlei kach okalat, kach shote, kosu v'chule. So Rava says that there's a difference between the convincing that's being done over here. How explicit or how detailed is the convincing that's being done over here? Is he just saying to him, let's go worship Avodah Zarah? Or is he telling him all the details? Is he telling him everything about this Avodah Zarah? This is what, you know, this is what the Avodah Zarah likes to eat. This is what it likes to do. You know, all the things that give you a much broader description of what the Avodah Zarah is. Therefore, when it's being convinced and he tells him all the information, then intent's enough. Because he knows enough information that when he says yes, it means that he's really buying into it. On the other hand, when he just tells him, let's go worship Eretz Yisrael, he says, yes, that's not enough, because he doesn't know the whole story yet. He doesn't know the whole picture. So in that case, until he worships it, we're going to say that it's not chayav, or it's not bin nisait. So Amar Rav Aminah Minala, how do I know, how can I prove to you that there's such a distinction yetiv? From those gods of the nations around you that are close to you. Malik Provim, Malik Rechokim. Why is the Pasuk have to tell you that are close to you? I mean, who cares whether they're close or far away? We don't want you worshipping any of what is around. Haki Kamalei. Mitibutan Shel Provim, Atalamed, Matibutam, Atalamed, Matibutan Shel Rechokim. From those that are close by, you can learn about what the value of those that are far away. So he says to him, Malav, Damalei, Kakokalet, Kakshota, Kakmitiba, Kakmiria. So what is the case here? He told him, listen, this is what the Avodah Zarah does, this is what it likes, this is what it does, so on and so forth. So, wow, so you get all excited about this Avodah Zarah that's far away? He says, why would you get excited about it? The Pasuk tells you, just like the ones that are nearby you are not any good, there's nothing to them, so do those that are far away, there's nothing to them. So what you see from this is that once the person is, you see that there's this idea that once you've given a full description of the Avodah Zarah, that's enough information where the person can make a decision now. So if he has all that information and he's willing to make a decision or he has intent, that's sufficient to make him chayav. On the other hand, if he doesn't have all the information, then he's not chayav until he actually worships the Avodah Zarah. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says it's in Dichtiv, it's really across from where we are in the Gemara. Why should it make a difference? When a person wants to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah, they usually tell you about something far, far away. Why? Because you don't know it. Since you don't know it, you're not going to, you have no reason to reject it outright. When he tells all these lies, he's trying to convince you to worship the Savior far away, so he gives you all the details. And then they say, listen, the Torah says to you, listen, you know what's the story with the ones that are close to you? That's the same story with the ones that are far away. Don't listen to him. There's nothing to what he's saying. But if Parshat Mesit is written about such a description, what does it say in Parshat Mesit? It says, Lo tishmai, lo tovei lo, lo tishmai ilav. That idea that you're not supposed to acquiesce, not supposed to listen, ha'ava ha'shama chayav, if you do acquiesce, if you do listen, you're chayav, that's a case of Rechokim, a case where he gave him all the full description. So only when he gave him the full description, according to Rava, are you chayav for intent. But if he doesn't give you the full description, then you're not chayav for intent. You actually have to worship it in order to be a chayav. So that's the answer of Rava. Next answer to reconcile between the Mishnayot is Ravashi. Ravashi Amar Seifa Bisrael Mumar. We're talking about two different things. We're talking about in the ratio, we're talking about a Jew who hasn't made a decision to worship Avodah Zarah before. He went in, it's like his first time going to do it. So in that case, we say, until he worships the Avodah Zarah, there's nothing doing. The Sefer, the end of the later Mishnayot, they're talking about a case of Yisrael Mumar. Someone who's already Ragil b'Avodah Zarah. He's Ragil b'Avodah Zarah, intent is enough. There's no reason we're going to think he's going to back out. He's already done this a number of times. He's already Yisrael Mumar. So Mumar, intent will be sufficient. You don't need the actual Avodah. So that's how Rav Ashi reconciles. And now we have Ravina. Ravina gives the easiest answer. Vamar lo zu abzuktani. This is just, you're right, ein ochanami, intent is enough. If intent's enough, why did our Mishnah talk about Avodah itself? The answer is that lo zu abzu. Had it written the other Mishnah first, you're right, we wouldn't need our Mishnah. But look, not only are you chayav for actually worshiping Avodah Zarah, but even with intent, you are chayav. That's a style of writing Mishnayot. It's a literary style. There's nothing halachically to be gleaned from it, but a literary style of the Tanaim, some wrote, not only are you chayav for this, but it goes in gradations. It'll tell you the light is like something that's obvious, and then it'll bring halachim, things that are less and less obvious. So that's what this style is what Ravina has been used by this time in the Mishnayot over here. So now, the Gemara goes on to it's almost like a sidebar. It's Machlokas Abayin Rav over here, but it has major implications. Itmar. Hoveik Avodat Kochavim Mehava Umi'ira. Someone who worships the Avodah Zarah from love or fear. I mean, as opposed to accepting it as a god. What's the difference? Rashi claims, if you look in Rashi, Mavavira, Mavat Adam Umi'irat Adam. Lo Chashva Bilo Belahut. He does not accept it as a god. He's worshiping it because either he loves somebody or he hates somebody. He's doing it out of his friendship or his closeness with this individual, or because he wants to show kavod to this individual. and therefore he bows down to it, but not because he believes it's a god, or the other way around. Somebody is causing him to be fearful. He's fearing for his life, and therefore he bows down to the Bodhisattva, not because he's accepting it as a god. So this turns out, Abaya Mar Chayav, Abaya says you're Chayav, Rabba Mar Patur. Rabba says you're Patur. Abaya Mar Chayav, Da Palka. Abaya says you're Chayav, because in the end you worshipped it. You did what you were supposed, what people do when they worship it. So you're Chayav, Rabba Mar Patur, Yikabla Ele Beloa in Ilalo. That's not sufficient to worship a Bodhisattva. You have to accept it as a god in order to be Chayav. And over here, he's not accepting it as a god. He's doing it for ulterior motives. Doing it because of Ava or Yirat Adam, because of fear. He's fearing for his life. He's fearing for whatever reason that he's going to go ahead and worship this Bodhisattva. Therefore, he say he is Patur. So now this raises, the red flags should go up everywhere. They're one of the three cardinal sins, which we say Yehara'ah, the Al-Yabor, is Abodhisattva. Yehara'ah is a case of Abodhisattva. In that case, we don't make such a distinction about whether he's doing it because he wants or he doesn't want to. It's a period. You're not allowed to bow down. Period. To Abodhisattva. So Tosfos raises the issue right away. Tosfos says, why over here? Yesh Lomar. So the first answer to Tosfos is amazing. That's the din lechatchila. You have to be yerag v'al yavor. But if you don't do it, you're not chayav misa. So Tosfos's first answer says, well, yerag v'al yavor is what we want you to do. That's lechatchila. But if you fail, and you actually worship the Abodah Zarah, we're not going to consider that you're chayav misa for worshiping Abodah Zarah. You didn't intend to keep it as a god, you just were scared for your life. So maybe these are the cases where you're being forced to worship a Bodhisattva, according to Tosfos. All the cases of Spanish Inquisition, you raised that before, Spanish Inquisition, or case of, if it was the Crusaders, anybody who forced conversion or forced them to bow down or, some sort of acceptance that was done under duress. So technically they should have to give up their lives. But if they don't give up their lives, they're not chayav mita. They're not chayav, they don't get a death penalty, they're patur. That's what Tosfos says in the first answer. Then Tosfos, it's about halfway down in Tosfos, gives a different answer. Yesh mefarshim, hadamar yirag v'yavor henu b'stam avodot kachavim. Yirag v'yavor is only when we're talking about avodah zarah. V'hocha, our case over here, ayri v'avodot kachavim shakol ovdim ava umira dumya d'haman. It's avodah zarah that everybody worships out of love or fear, not because it's an avodah zarah, but they worship the individual because of fear or because of love. So again, and Tosfos proves it from the flow of the Gemara, because right? In our case over here, the Mishnah we say over in Mashmalei, the Ari Ki Agavni B'Stam Urat Chavim Leitzriach Teshmina Matnita Por Atzmali Four of the Kavin Ligzuyeh Chayav. The fact that our Mishnah has to tell you that someone defecates in front of Pa'or is Chayav tells us that we're dealing with situations where we're dealing with Abudah that is not the normal Abudah that we're dealing with over here. So then, based on this, according to Rava, why did Mordechai bow down to Haman? Why did Mordechai bow down to Haman? According to Rava, Mordechai should have been able to bow down to Haman. Everybody bowed down to Haman because the king said, bow down to Haman, otherwise you're going to be put to death. So he bowed down to Haman. There's no Avodah Zarah here. He's not Avodah Kochavim. He's just bowing down to him because that's the command, that's the way the people treated him. People were feared him. So they bowed down to him. So why couldn't Mordechai bow down to him according to Rava? So that's what right. Tosfos answers exactly what you're saying to me. Is that based on the Gemara? He wore idols around his neck. The other one is Kiddush Shema. Right, Shat Hashmat, excellent. Which is brought later on in the. It's right here. He quotes Tosfos quotes from Shviyas. It's actually in Sanhedrin as well in the Yishalmi in Sanhedrin about Populus Lalainus, who were Harude Malchus. That over there they asked him to drink from a colored glass cup, which was one of the gzeirot, one of their silly gzeirot that they had. So Gemara later on in Ben Parakas of Eremir, so within the time of Gzeirat Shmat, you give up your life even on Avrit of Shamo, even about shoelaces. Any small minhag that they want to change, you have to give up your life because the Jewish nation's at risk here, they're trying to take on the decrees, they say give up your life for anything. So that's what he's suggesting over here, that Gzeirat Shmat by Haman, Mordechai wasn't willing to bow down to him, even though it was permitted, halacha it was permitted, but just because of the Kiddush Hashem aspect of it, he didn't want to bow down to him. So now, based on this Tosfos, Tosfos has a big nafkamina between the two answers. According to the first answer of Tosfos, Yerek Ba'al Yavor is a optional, Right? I mean, we want you to do it, but if you don't do it, you're not chayiv misa. That's the preferred outcome. But if you don't take that option, you're not chayiv mita. According to the second answer in Tosfos, you are. Yavur applies to any type of avodah chachamim. No matter what the avodah chachamim is, you got to give up your life. When do we say avodah yira? Avodah yira is talking about something that's not avodah chachamim. We're talking about an adarta. We're talking about a darta lamela. We're talking about a haman. People, that's not avodah zora. It's because people bow down to it out of avodah and yira. So in those cases, then we don't say that you're patur. Although then it's much harder to understand why Abai is mechayim this individual. Why? Because Ben Al-Tamad, you're not worshipping them. In the end, the body doesn't require the Kabbalah leg. They've accepted, but he's still, what type of Voga is this? What you're doing when you bad Al-Tamad? So that's not so clear. So I don't know, it's hard to explain a body. You have to explain something like that. He made himself an Avodah Zarah, even though, but he's not Stam Avodah Tuchavim, something to that effect, but it's still hard to understand. Now, the Rambam, but he quotes this halacha, it's very interesting. And he probably is driven by Tosfos' issue. He explains Avin Yira differently over here. He says, and this is in Hilchos Avodah Tuchavim, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Hoveid abodat kochavim mi'ava. What's mi'ava? Kudom shechashak b'tzura azu mipnei lachta sheita na'eh b'yoter. He likes this image because it was beautiful to him. Oshe abdara mi'irato la. That he's fearful of it. Shema tariyolo. Maybe this idol will do something bad to him. Moshe mitamim obda, like the people think. Shemi tibo mi'ira. He thinks they can do bad or good. So im kiblalav if he accepts it as a god, chayav, skila. Mimabda, derech barato, o bachamar barato, miyava, miyira, patur. So he passes like Rabba. Then if it's abo yira, it's patur. But the Rambam's ava and yira are very different. Tosfos talking about ava yira is the imposition of the other individual. It's the Adam, Avat Adam, and you're at Adam. You're fearful of someone else imposing on you. You are love someone else, therefore you do this. The way Rambam explains is the Ava Yira is directed towards the object of worship. Why does he do that? Because that, he gets around the problem that Tosfos is running into. You're at Adam means that someone's forcing you to do it, but it's Ara, Yerav Ben Yavur. The way Rambam explains, Yira is not fearful of an Adam. He said, you fear the Avodah Zarah is going to punish you. You feel that he's going to do something to you. You're not thinking it's a god. You're just afraid if you like these superstitions. You're afraid that if you don't keep the superstition, then something bad will happen to you. So that's mi'ira. That's not me. You think that there's a god there. Or there's something in this superstition. No, you think that there's a, you fear that punishment. You fear what's the outcome over here. So that's not a Avodah Zarah. According to the Rambam, that's what he explains by Abba and Yira.
That is fear of the Iker, though.
Right, so that's very good. So there are others who disagree. The gold from money out, right, brings down that the Rambam perish am the marish lo naseh meolam l'shem avodah, that it was not made for worshiping, like we said Tosfos right over here. Elam avat adam or mirat adam, gon and darte shomelach, like the images of the king. Kol haman chen mashmahotam shmevio b'inyan zu shmua v'chein ikar kamenat obeid hazeh v'ravotai perish my verbeim explain avodah chomim mamash. Real Avodah Zarah, Shkadal Hashem Elohut, Akzeh Da Ata, Ein Delibo Elohut. He doesn't think of it as a god. Hoki Patar Rabo. Perzenu Mikamlo Shuvot. That doesn't make any sense, what he's saying. Now, the Kesef Mishnah is a large Kesef Mishnah, who brings down others that disagree with the Rambam. I'll just read you what. V'katabo Darivash, Mikomokom Kvarski Makronim, She'en Perish Rambam, V'abo Mi'ira Nachon. That which Rambam explains is not right. Shim Odov Ibnei Shechoshev Sheish Bakoach Laralu Etev. This is like what she said. If you're worshiping Avodah Zarah because you think it can do good or bad to you, Afa Pishenu Mekabla Be'alua, Achayav. Even as it's said as a guy, it's Chayav. V'alavu Potter Rabba. Rabba would never say Potter. The robe of the Kepalim Shalom Kakeim. That's exactly what Avodah Zarah is. You worship because you think you can do something. You think it has power.
Especially those that worship more than one idol.
Right. And they think
that.
They also think there are other gods above them. And they think they're multiple gods. And this idea that they still believe in a total god, but they think each of these sub-gods has a power over something, and they think they can do good or bad. Or the god gives them the power. Where does Rabbi disagree? He doesn't think anything of it. It's about the dam. When we're at the dam, we're at the dam, like Tosfos brings down. It's about the dam, you're at the dam. See a tension here between the Rishonim, but how to deal with the Gemara. You have a Gemara that says, Abba and Yira, right? And Rabbi says, okay, Potor. You have a Gemara in Ben Sorer Amer, at the end of the Ben Sorer Amer, it says that, Yira Vel Yabor. How do I reconcile between them? So Rabbi did reconcile by Jim and creating Abba and Yira being a totally different case. Saying Abba and Yira is a different type of worship than Avodah Zarah. And that's how he differentiates between them. Tosfos, on the other hand, says no. You have to differentiate in either, you have to say Yarbo Yabo, we didn't understand until now, right? That's just the Vakhskilo. Or there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and people and another. Now he's Marbiach, that the Abba and Yira, right, then is explained as something that's palatable, which is that someone else is causing you to do it. And that makes sense that you're not really accepting it as a God. His problem is the Yarbo Yabo. Rambam deals with the Yarkav HaYavar by making it a separate type of Avodah Zarah. It splits Avodah Zarah into two cases. Problem is that then you have a Yira, which is this idea that you're worshiping something because you think it has power, but that's not called Avodah Zarah. So each one has a strength and a weakness in their pshat, but you see that they're trying to deal with the problem of reconciling between these two Gemaras. So now, Abam Rabbi, Minayim Minallah, how can I prove it to you? Ditznan, Oved, Oved, Kochavim, Echad Oved, that's our Mishnah. My love, Echad Oved, Ma'avah, Mi'ira. Even someone who worships that about Yira. Why? Because I don't need all the other cases. The Mishnah lists out all the other types of Avodot that you could do. So the first line in our Mishnah is Oved, Avodat Kochavim. What's Oved, Avodat Kochavim? If not Ma'avah, Yira. Rabbi Yirmiyah gave the answer. That was the first line right after the Mishnah here on yesterday's daf. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah say? Rabbi says the Oved Oved Chachamim is not. Rabbi Yirmiyah says Oved Chachamim Gedarka. That's the normal way. That means the normal way is Oved Chachamim Yir Chayav. Then Shalok Gedarka. All the other items in the Mishnah are cases of Shalok Gedarka. So that's how he reconciles between Oved Oved Chachamim and then all the lists of the enumerated lists there. Right now. And Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi, Minah Amin Allah." I have another proof to you. The Tanya Lo Tishtachavel Lahem. It says, "Do not bow down to them." Lahem, Yatam Mishtachavel, Yatam Mishtachavel LaAdam Kamotcha. So wait, it says that again. You can't bow down to them. To them, you can't bow down. To the idols, about Yatam Mishtachavel LaAdam Kamotcha, you can bow down to someone like you. Yochal Afil Nevad Kaman. I would think even like someone who's worshipped like Aman, Tamalor, Lo Tav Deim. You're not allowed to worship anything. Lo Tav Deim here, which is not an extraneous pasuk. And since we have an extraneous pasuk over here, we're going to say that it means Lo Tav Deim, even Haman. So now Haman, who is? Asat Mo Avarat Kochavim, makes himself a Kochavim, and people are bowing down to him because of the fear of the king. He told them they have to bow down. So it's Mi'ira, and it's a Vodat Haman, and still you're Chayav. Haman Mi'ira Havo, Nevad, and nevertheless, you're Chayav. Right? So Rava says, no, Kaman, below Kaman. The Brisa means like Kaman, but not totally like Kaman. Kaman, the Yukufe Avodah Kochavim. Like Kaman, because he himself is an Avodah Zarah. Below Kaman, the Yulaman Mi'ira. Aman was not Mi'ira. You have to accept Kaman as a god in order for it to be. Avakalah Mi'ira, but over here it's not Mi'fir. Sevam Abaye, Minayah Minallah. I have another proof that I'm right. Titania, Kohen Mashiach Babodat Kochavim. So if you remember in the beginning of Vayikra, a person who does a chet, a chatat, has to bring a chatat. That's a yachid who does a chet, brings a chatat. Over there, the Torah accepts a number of items. They do, first of all, a Kohen Mashiach, and then, I mean the Nasi, the Kohen Mashiach, and the Beis Din, or the Rova Am, that are Choteh, each one of them has a separate Korban Chatat, if they are a violation of of something that's worthy of a Chatat. But the Parsha Avodah Zarah, when it repeats it for Avodah Zarah in Parsha Bishlach, at the end of Shlach, there it only gives a specific Korban for Yachid, and a specific carbon for the tzibur. What's not mentioned over there again is the Kohen HaMashiach, the Nasi, they're not repeated over there. So the Braita concludes from that the differentiation in carbonot is unique to chataot that are not Avodah Zarah. But the chatat Avodah Zarah, the carbon that you bring for the Kohen HaMashiach and for Yachid are all going to be the same. So now I'm just giving you background. Now this is the Braita. Tanya, Kohen HaMashiach Lovedat Kochavim. Rebbe Omer B'Shigigat Maseh, that he has to actually make a mistake. He can just simply forget. Now, what's the difference? Shavin, and they agree, B'sirah the Yachid. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, that he brings a Sirah just like a Yachid. B'Shavin, Shemivi Hashem Talui. And they also agree that he can't bring an Hashem Talui. So now, Hai Shigigat Maseh Davodah Kachavim Hechidami. What is the idea of Shigigat Maseh? So Mar says, Ika Sabar Beta Knesset Hu. He thinks it's a shul, Vishtachavalo, and he bows down to it, Harilipo the Shamayim. Then he's doing it with their heart to heavens. He doesn't think it's bowing down, but he thinks he's bowing down to something that's a Kosh Baruch Hu. El de Chazon Darto, he sees some sort of, you know, monument, Vishtachavalo, he bows down to it. Ikable Ale Beloa. If he accepts it as a god, then he's amazing to him. So that can't be the case. Vivo Kablele, Beloa, if he didn't accept it as a god, love Pumo, that's nothing. Because it's not a god, it's not a Bodhisattva. Love, Miaba, Wira. Where's the Shkigat Maseh? That's if he does it out of love and fear. Ah, if he does it out of love and fear, what do you see from this? That he still has to bring a Korban. He has to bring a Korban Fatat. Shkigat Maseh. Right, he's got to do it. That he has to bring a Korban for this. So, Rava, Amar Lechalal, Bomer Mutar. Now, it's a case where, what is Sugat Masel Beis, where he says it's good to go. It's I'm allowed to do this, I think this is Mutar. So, Mar says, Omer Mutar, Hainu Helam Davar. Wait a minute, Omer Mutar, that's the argument in the Mishnah between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says, Sugat Masel, Rebbe says, Helam Davar. Helam Davar, then you forget the Halacha. Forget the Halacha, and you say Omer Mutar. So, that's the case. Why do you need Sugat Masel? It's supposed to be something different. So Mar says, but Omer Mutar the Gamre. Helam Davar is Kiyom Mikzat, Ubito Mikzat. Now there's a difference between Omer Mutar and Helam Davar. Helam Davar is where I remember part of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah and I forget portions of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. Right? But when I say Omer Mutar, Mutar means the Gamre. I don't see anything wrong here. I don't see any, the whole thing has been forgotten from me. So Shigama says, when I say Omer Mutar, and Helam Davar is a case where I say some things are good and some things are not good, and I forgot those things, and I do the things that I think are okay. So that, in that case, it will be considered Helam Davar, as opposed to Shigat Maseh, where I say Omer Mutar. And why are we discussing this difference between Shigat Maseh and Helam Davar? It's because by the Koin HaMashiach, it says in the Pasuk there, it says, Gabi Chatarat Yivar Ne'alam Davar, that they have to forget about something. Kagon Shaur Beisdin, Shechelib Mutar, Esuah Yedei Halamatam. And then based on that forgetting, they do it. And the Koin HaMashiach says, Bashmata Am, the same way that the Am does it, he does it. So it has to be something where he forgets it. So now, it's clear with any other chatat, he needs Helam Davar, that he forgot all Halacha, and he does something wrong. The question is now, by Avodah Zarah, where he brings a different Korban, by Avodah Zarah, where he brings a different Korban, just like a regular Yachid, the only requirement by a regular Yachid is that you violate the Isur. You don't have to have any Tzak, you don't have to forget Halacha, you just have to do something wrong. That's what we want to know. The Kohen HaMashiach by Avodah Zarah, what is he compared to? Is he just like a Yachid in Shogeg, which a Yachid in Shogeg only requires Shogeg Maseh? And that's what Rebbe says. He's going to bring the same carbon as a Yachid by Avodah Zarah, he's going to have the same din of Shogeg Maseh. Let me say no. The only thing that's changed by Avodah Zarah is the Korban. True, he brings the Korban of Avodah Zarah by Yachid, but he still has the din of a Kohen Mashiach by a Chatat. What's a Kohen Mashiach by a Chatat? He has to have Helam Dover. He has to forget all Docha and then do it. So based on that, we're trying to search for what the Shigat Maseh is. Guy says the Shigat Maseh is Ava and Yira. Right, as opposed to right, Helam Davar, we give say he forgets Halacha, and Rava says no. Helam Davar and Shigat Maseh is where he says Omer Mutar, it's totally Mutar. Ah, that's Helam Davar, the same thing. No, Helam Davar is where you know that a Bodhisattva is Asur, but you forgot that bringing a Korban to a Po'or or Markulus is Asur, or to other Bodhisattvas. Bringing a korban to the Avodah Zarah, even though it's not the Derech Avodata, that's Chayav. That's forgetting Allah, that's Helam Davar. Omer Mutar just says that there's no such thing. There's no issue like this. There's no Avodah Zarah, and it's just totally Mutar. So that would be like the reconciliation of Rava, not to have Abaye proof to him. So far we have this Machlokestin, Rava and Abaye. Abaye tried to bring three proofs, and each time a Rava gave an answer as to why he doesn't think it's a good proof. We'll give a stop over here.